We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It was awful. You know, I got to be honest with you. I was sick to my stomach, and I was shocked, and I'm outraged at what we witnessed yesterday. This is a lack of leadership, and it lays squarely on the feet or at the feet of Joe Biden. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. The Donna holding facility was built to hold 250 folks under COVID protocols, and yesterday they had 4,377 people there, 3,700 of which were unaccompanied minors. They had them packed in like cattle, and not one person had a COVID test.
Wow. Yeah, well, yeah, it's good. It's all good. It's Biden, so.
Yeah, it's hypocrisy on display, but who cares?
It is a stunning, jaw-dropping level of hypocrisy. I mean, this from the people who suggested Trump was a racist for holding children in the cages they built during the Obama administration. Trump didn't build them.
Nope.
And now Biden's building more. 15,000 more beds for the voter drive.
Well, it's just instead of chain link, we have some type of plastic sheeting now separating them.
Right. The only reason we have even a look at these facilities is because U.S. senators had to sneak the video and the photos out.
Republican senators.
Republican senators. Not the Democrats.
No,
don't care.
No,
they don't give a rip now because it's not convenient. Those kids, because, you know, we were told by Democrats it was only because Trump was a racist xenophobe that he was holding kids in these facilities. And you and I pointed out, well, what are we supposed to do? Let them wander out? Just open the gates and let them go? I mean, you wouldn't do that with a child abuse investigation. You wouldn't do that if you caught a minor in the car when police, you know, are breaking up a crime. I mean, you don't just dump them on the street. But the Democrats wanted that. They wanted them dumped on the street. Now look at the Democrats. These numbers are astonishing. How many people are packed into these spaces. I got to tell you, I am baffled as to how they're getting around, like, county fire code.
Oh, yeah.
That norm, I mean, it's amazing when the left wants to do something like run a voter drive at our border, how all of a sudden fire code doesn't count. You know, you can pack people in at 1,000% capacity, and it's okay. And somehow that nobody's there to inspect, and you just cram them in there. And if there's not a bathroom, a well. I'm amazed at it. It's truly jaw-dropping what's being allowed at our border right now.
Well, what's being incentivized and allowed.
Right. Meanwhile, and we're going to jump into all of this today, the Biden administration is telling illegals no need for tests, no need for social distancing. No, we'll cram you in there at 700 to 1,000% capacity, supposed to hold 80. We'll just put 700 in there, bodies stacked on top of each other just to sleep. But you, Americans, if you want to go anywhere, you're going to need a vaccine passport. What about the illegals? Oh, just don't pay attention to them. They're part of the voter drive. But you, Americans, are going to need a vaccine passport to travel, to enter businesses.
Didn't we predict this a long time ago?
You and I did, yeah. Long time ago.
We told you exactly where this was going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, because they want a way to force Americans to have papers. These are papers. This is not about this is papers to travel.
Yeah. Yep.
My grandmother knew about that. Mm-hmm. She escaped Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
She had papers to travel. When she left Germany, she wrote across the back of the picture. I've got it up on my account, and it's so cool. She wrote, "Last day on German soil." And I had to get her brother, Carl, to translate it for me because I wanted to know, what did she scrawl across the back of that picture? "Last day on German soil," and she never meant to go back. It was amazing. It was the second she got that visa, she was able to travel. She was gone. And she wouldn't go back till she was in her 60s. She went on a group with her church chorus, her beloved chorus. If they were going, she was going to be there by God. And that was the only reason she went back to Germany, only briefly to sing and then left. She never went back to her country to escape this, and here it is. All of that on the show today. Speaking of having your papers, you know how the chief punishment in I dealt with this in the Battleground podcast last week. If you listen to one, you got to listen to Fridays. Text Battleground to 71307 to get it. And I'll go deep in depth to this. You know what the FBI is getting for their good work in the elections? Because, you know, everybody gets paid off. You get something when you donate or whatever. Well, the FBI, they're donors now, and they go after Republicans exclusively in elections. They do it very successfully, smear them, spy on them, that sort of thing. Breaking laws right and left, but no one cares. The FBI, here's what they get for their good work over the last 4 years: lying, breaking laws, committing perjury before Congress and the courts. Those are felonies. They get to decide, in concert with the Department of Homeland Security, Lee, who's allowed to travel. Mm-hmm. Who's allowed to travel on planes. My sources on this, NBC News and Politico, both left-wing sources, were talking about this last week. They have a new category. And instead of domestic terror, it's a domestic extremism. So if your views are extreme, then you could be put on a list. They're working to develop this right now that will bar you from getting on a plane. Oh, so like if you're convicted? No. If you're charged? No. If they have a warrant open again? Nope, no need for a warrant. Well, what is the criteria? I don't know. It's up to them. You could get on the terrorism watch list and the no-fly list. Department of Homeland Security decides. Now, we don't know what the criteria are going to be, but we do know what the criteria are for the purge they're doing right now in the military. And we know one of the criteria is, you know, and there's obvious criteria, member in a terror group, you know, white supremacist group member, blah, blah, blah. But then you get down to it, and if you dispute gay marriage, are a Bible-believing Christian as the Bible is written right now for the moment. I mean, I think they're going to have to rewrite it at the rate we're going this year. We'll be rewriting the Bible by Christmas at this rate. Well, if you object to any of the gender stuff coming out here, and by the way, you realize a plurality of Democrats object to this gender stuff. I mean, we had the study last week, it was 43% object, 41% for. So Democrats can't even figure out if they're for this, right? But that doesn't matter. If you're in the military and you're found to have these extreme views, you're a Bible-believing Christian, you're done. According to their new extremism rules. So will those be the rules for travel now? I mean, I don't know. But it's whatever the FBI and Department of Homeland Security say. Does this, any of this sound constitutional to you? Because it sure doesn't to me. It
has nothing to do with constitutionality. Oh.
Democrats do this and they're like, wow, GOP leadership didn't object. Let's try this. Wow, they didn't object. Let's try this. Wow, they didn't object. And this is how we get here. I mean, you may not be paying attention to Mitch McConnell or Roy Blunt, but they are.
Yeah.
And what they know is that Mitch McConnell has 5 years left on his term. He's a lame duck and he said he's not running again. We don't have 5 years to save the country to wait for somebody else to be the GOP, number one GOP leader in Washington. Mitch McConnell, Trump used to be that. Mitch is now. And he's got not one word to say about any of this. He does not care. And they know he's lame duck. And they know he's going to sit there and keep his mouth shut for 5 years. We don't have 5 years.
Not sure we got 5 days.
I don't know if we have 5 months. We don't have 5 months to wait for somebody who represents us to replace Mitch. And our only other leader is Trump, and he is blocked off most major platforms and putting out press releases now. So, and not many of them. So, I mean, I'm not sure. You know what was interesting to me, Lee? The optics of this. The leader who took the senators, 17 senators down the border to see what's really going on there, since, you know, the media is not allowed in.
Yeah.
Was not who it should have been and who it would have been if this was the Democrats leading a delegation down there. It should have been Mitch McConnell.
Yeah,
it was not.
Right.
I talk Roy Blunt because he's in leadership. It was not. It was Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
So our leadership is absolutely AWOL on the border. I mean, totally AWOL. Have you seen Mitch McConnell say anything about the border?
No.
And that's what the Democrats look at. Mitch don't care. Okay, we're going to do what we want. And so you now have people not in Republican leadership, which are the top five elected positions in the Senate and the House, not in Republican leadership, having to pick up the slack and lead the delegations. And yet you have these country club Republicans who normally follow Mitch around, and they're going down to the border following Ted Cruz around. So, I mean, the media, the leadership, I mean, the Democrats just looking at this and going, is your leadership down there? No, okay, we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Your leadership doesn't have anything to say about this, so it falls to Ted Cruz to do it.
Well, and they're not going to cover it anyway. I mean, the mainstream media is not going to cover it. They're going to cover it up.
Right. So, you know, it's easy to say, oh, Republicans are leading. Yes, they are. But those who are in leadership, the most important for us to hear, for the Democrats to hear to, the ones the Democrats watch, they are not down there. They are AWOL. Mitch was not on that trip, and it spoke volumes. Roy Blunt was AWOL, spoke volumes. Democrats like leadership don't care what we do down here. So go get your bootleg video. Put it on Fox News. We don't care. I don't understand how they get around fire code. I'm like at that level in those counties. How are they doing? Are they just blocking the fire?
I have always noticed that fire code violations are a very relative term. That they can be, and this is not, I'm not making any accusations toward those who serve in fire enforcement.
Yeah, we're talking about Texas, obviously.
I'm talking
right.
about, though, there. I often see that used as an opportunity, as a weapon against groups that are not approved of. And when there are circumstances where they don't want it enforced, it's not enforced.
Well, that's what's going on in Texas. I don't still understand how you cram 700 kids into a space for 80 and it's A-okay. But I guess if you have liberal privilege, right, you can do whatever you want. Doesn't matter who gets hurt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's amazing that conservatives, the MyPillow guy, is censored on these platforms. Donald Trump has been kicked off all these platforms, but illegal immigrants and cartel and drug smugglers, criminal organizations, are able to use these platforms in broad daylight and brazenly to communicate with one another and solicit illegal activity. And Mark Zuckerberg and Dorsey and the rest of them just turn a blind eye to it because why? Because they can. They get called to do these hearings. They have to sit there and take a few questions. And at the end of the day, does anything change? Nope. It surely does not.
Nope. Nothing changes. Unbelievable that this is going on. There's so many things going on right now. And by the way, folks, you gotta believe Governor Abbott when he tells us, and he's right, this is only the beginning. Their goal is tens of millions. This is a voter drive. It cannot be described as anything else. And this confuses a lot of people in terms of like, what a voter drive, but these are kids. No, you don't understand. No, they're not. The VAT, only 13% of those right now coming over the border are 13 and under. Let me get this stat right here. And you'll start to understand what's going on once you start doing the math. You always got to do the math with the Democrats. Citing Border Patrol data, Representative Philemon Vella, he's a Democrat, criticizing the Democrats and what they're doing because he's from Texas. He's a Texas Democrat congressman. And he was, you know, criticizing the holding facilities, what they're doing right there, right down there. Said, okay, so Vila says that 13% of unaccompanied minors are under the age of 12, okay, while the rest are age 13 and older. What is going on here? Well, let's do the math. 13 minus 18 is 5 years, right? When's the next presidential election? Is it more than 5 years away? Yeah, it is. See the math? See how that works? What is the one form of amnesty that you have buy-in in terms of passing from both parties? DREAM Act. Oh, we can't penalize young people. They're being brought here to vote. That's why they won't let them go. That's why they're keeping them in cages. They got to get the paperwork started. Got to make sure there's a good reason for them to stay. Got to make sure they get shipped to a home somewhere. Got to keep them. They need to be here when they're 18. Got to get them on the programs. How do you keep them here till they're 18? Put them in cages. You do the paperwork. Remember what I told you, how it works at USCIS. That's the agency that processes this stuff. On the day the illegal immigrant minor, who's 14, 15, 16, is processed, they also begin the paperwork to bring the chain, to bring the family. Each person brings an average of three more. So this is going to go on for years, right? So now this child, this person who's not 18 yet, is in the country, and mom and the uncles and dad, and everybody who's back in Mexico, Guatemala, saying, you got to stay, you got to stay, you got to stay, because we got to get to chain. We're all coming. That's why they don't just let them go. I mean, they've already walked this far across several countries. 30% of the girls get raped. We know that. Or otherwise sexually assaulted or abused. They keep walking into the country just fine. It's probably less dangerous than walking through those other countries. So why do we stop them? Because we've got to get the paperwork started. Got to get the paperwork started so that they won't leave, so that they can stay here to vote. That's what this is about. Who are the people most likely to be amnestied before the next election? Young people. Can they vote now? No. And I get this question all the time. Well, what does it matter? Young people can't vote. Yes, they can by the next presidential election. Absolutely they can. They will. They may or may not get the adult amnesty through, but the kid amnesty? That'll get through. Again, only 13% are 13 and younger. So that means the vast majority, 87%, will be eligible to vote in the next election. They know this. This is why when border agents, and I read the whistleblower letter to you last week from Sarah Carter, it was Fox News reporting. And these whistleblowers are saying, these kids are going to die. If there's a riot, these kids are going to die if there's a fire. They are packed body to body, 700 kids in a space made for 80. Democrats don't care. They don't care. It's about the votes. It's about the votes, and there is no illegal immigrant, no matter what they've done in the past, too dangerous not to keep. Look at this headline. 861 criminals caught crossing the Texas border area. This is just in the last month, by the way. 861 criminals. Convictions either here, in their home countries, or both. You know how much crime that'll result in? Including, better sit down. You want to know why these girls are getting raped on the way up here? 12 years old, 13 years old, 15 years old, 30% of them. Because the sex offenders are embedding in their groups. There's cartels doing this too. 861 criminals, these are just the ones we caught, crossing the border, including, are you ready for this? 92 sex offenders. Just the ones we caught. Remember, we're letting most of them go. Catch and release, catch and release, catch and release. And in order to let them go quickly, when it's the adults, they just do catch and release. No more background checks. We don't even know who. And remember, they used to give them notices to appear. You had to do a background check for that. That takes too much time. So they're just waving the adults in. So just among those we caught and background checked, 92 sex offenders. God, the pain and the human misery that's going to cause unleashed on our country. 92 sex offenders. I'm sure they won't do it again. I'm sure they totally, you know they will. They probably already did in the groups they were embedded in on the way up here. This is sickness. It's absolute sickness. All for the voter drive. All for the voter drive. Well, the Derek Chauvin trial is underway in Minneapolis. And already they're marching. I don't know how, as a juror, you find anything other than guilty. Just driving in, even in the streets of Minneapolis. Out of pure fear that those people in the streets will end up in your front yard. It'd be terrifying, no matter what the evidence is. That's why I think it's a huge, it's just absolute travesty of justice for this trial to be held in Minneapolis. And let me tell you why. Because these jurors have seen Minneapolis. Do you realize $500 million worth of damage was allowed to be done by the police in Minneapolis? I mean, block after block after block after block of destroyed buildings. And a lot of them have not been rebuilt because the owners are like, well, you know, if the trial verdict comes out, you know, not guilty, oh my gosh, they're going to tear my building down again. Can't rebuild. So if you are a person who lives in Minneapolis, you've been driving around, you've seen what $500 million worth of damage looks like. It's massive. All you can think is that's my house if I vote the wrong way. I mean, it's the reality. And if you live in Minneapolis, you know you cannot count on the police to stop them. The same police who turned their own precinct over to these people when it was no danger of being taken. They could have repelled them and defended it. They turned it over. They cleaned evidence out and took the guns and explosives, stuff like that. And then they turned the precinct over because it would make the rioters feel better. Are those people going to protect your house? Probably not. Are they going to come? If you're on the jury and your name gets out? You hang that jury? There's no way. Even if you hear this stuff, and the world is for the first time hearing this, because the media cannot censor the live feed from the court, though they would if they could, and they're doing their level best. Let's review the forensic evidence, because it's shocking. These will all be exhibits at the trial. For the first time, Americans have heard, what, he had a lethal amount of fentanyl in his system. He had a fatal amount of fentanyl. Yeah, he was more than two times over the fatal amount of fentanyl. That's a drug. How'd it get there? He inserted it in his rectum. He did? Yeah. But don't take my word for it. Let's read from the memorandum filed by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office on June 1st. It indicated that the chief medical examiner, Dr. Andrew Baker, who had listed Floyd's death as a homicide, also thought the amount of fentanyl in Floyd's blood was pretty high, quote, pretty high, unquote, and could be, quote, a fatal level of fentanyl under normal circumstances, unquote. Let me translate. If there was no knee to his neck, that would be a fatal level of fentanyl. You think it's more than twice the typical fatal level? What else did Dr. Andrew Baker, the chief medical examiner, say? Quote, if Mr. Floyd had been found dead in his home or anywhere else, and there were no other contributing factors, like a knee to the neck, he would conclude it was an overdose death. Let me read that again, because it's pretty shocking. Quote, if Mr. Floyd, this is from the medical examiner's memorandum, if Mr. Floyd had been found dead in his home or anywhere else, and there were no other contributing factors, he would conclude it was an overdose death. Why? Because it was an overdose death. So there's two things they're going to have to sort through here. Assuming anybody on the jury can overcome the absolute terror of the thuggish intimidation in the streets right now. It's two things you're going to have to figure out. Number one, did the knee to the neck in any way caused this man's death? Okay, there's a lot of evidence it didn't. And if you want to hear that evidence, you can listen to my podcast, Who Killed George Floyd? There was no damage to his neck. He did not die of anything remotely resembling asphyxiation because he could breathe. He was saying over and over he couldn't breathe while he was still standing and while he was sitting in the back of the police car. No one was touching him at that time. Why was he saying he could not breathe? Because he was having a drug overdose. What did they find in the autopsy? Classic sign of drug overdose. His lungs were filled with fluid and weighed twice what your average lungs would at autopsy. Why? From the knee to the neck? No. From the drug overdose. But Chauvin held that knee down for 9 minutes. I mean, you got to get him on that, right? So the first question is, did the knee to the neck contribute or cause the death, right? So you're seeing the medical examiner here say, well, even if there was no knee to the deck, I'd just call this a drug overdose. Because it was. At more than a fatal level of fentanyl in his system. He also had methamphetamine. Okay. Let's go to question two. Suppose we do establish that the knee to the neck contributed to the death. So we get there. Okay. Did Chauvin do this because he was a racist? No. He was trained to do it. It was standard procedure. The Minneapolis PD. In cases of what? Say it with me. A drug overdose. Why? It was a way of calming the suspect down. That is why they did it 237 times in the previous 5 years and knocked 44 people unconscious. The only person that died was George Floyd. But then he was the only one having an active drug overdose. So then the question goes to motive. Okay, if the knee to the neck did contribute, what was his training to do the knee to the neck? Yeah, but he left it for 9 minutes. Again, the training manual says the knee is to be applied until he is unconscious. That was his training? Mm-hmm. We had it here in Greenville. They took it off the books the week George Floyd died. They had it at police departments all over the country. Wait, he was trained to do that? Yes. Was he following his training as trained? Yes. They'll even see the training slides that shows you one officer holds him at the feet, one holds him at the shoulders, and the other puts the knee to the neck. You mean they were trained to do that? Yeah. Well, that speaks to motive. Was his motive that he was an evil white racist or that he was trained to do this by his own police department that then threw him under the bus? And at that point, you have to ask yourself, if the knee to the neck contributed to the death, and it's going to be interesting to see if they can establish that. Okay, what was the motive? There was none. He was properly executing his training exactly as he had been trained. This was standard procedure since 2012. Well, where's your motive? What was his motive? To do as he was trained? Which is why I've said if anyone is tried here, if this was a just world, we would be trying the police chief, not Chauvin. The police chief would have to answer for this. But the police chief is liberal and has liberal privilege. So no one has ever asked him, this is what's so stunning. Sir, why did you leave the unconscious restraint on your books since 2012? Why'd you knock 44 people out with it? Why didn't you fire a single one of those officers, but you fired Chauvin? Why did you allow 44 people to be knocked out with it? Why did you allow it to be used on 237 people? Were all the officers who did this racist? Were any of those knocked out black? You didn't notice? Mr. Police, you didn't notice, didn't bother you, didn't fire anybody. No? Okay, why? So those are the questions that'll be answered, but I just don't know how they can get a fair trial here because of the terror. Antifa's in the street. You know how they used to say, don't Google your symptom, don't do that, no, because you could misdiagnose yourself? Well, new study from Brigham Women's Hospital in Harvard found that's actually not true. People are slightly better at diagnosing their health conditions correctly after performing an internet search. It's okay to do. When people Google their medical symptoms, it actually increases their chance of diagnosing their health condition correctly and doesn't hinder their ability to decide how urgently they need to seek help. So it's okay to do. So I always think more information is better. That's just me. But hey. All right. So you want to know what's going on in this country? You have to do what we always do. Bop on over to the Daily Mail, the only mainstream media outlet will tell you the outlet that'll tell you the truth, at least some of the time. Because they're not American. Headline. Ted Cruz leads 18 GOP senators in branding Biden's border crisis inhumane. Now listen to this. On tour of migrant camp with pods designed to hold 80 children that currently house more than 700. Wow. Pods designed to hold 80 children were crammed at nearly 10 times capacity, holding 709 kids, the Daily Mail reports. On Thursday alone, 6,000 migrants were apprehended at the border, surpassing all recent records. See, this is the kind of stuff that if we could get real reporting in our country, but you can't. So you have to go over to the Daily Mail to find the first mainstream media outlet that will do honest reporting on this. And it's really unbelievable what is going on at the border. And it's really unbelievable that our Republican leadership, at least not the Senate leadership, they won't even go. Mitch McConnell can't even be bothered. Can't even be bothered. Here's Ted Cruz on what he saw, Senator Ted Cruz, on the trip.
Please give dignity to the people. Please give
dignity. Okay, that's the wrong one. I'm sorry. I'm going to get to that one in just a second. Here it is. They could see the cartels across the river taunting them.
We're at the edge of the river. On the other side of the river is Mexico. The other side of the river, we have been listening to and seeing cartel members, human traffickers, right on the other side of the river, waving flashlights, yelling and taunting Americans, taunting the Border Patrol, because they know that under the current policy of the Biden administration, they can flood over here. They're getting paid $4,000 or $5,000 a person to smuggle them into this country. And our policies, when they smuggle them in, the Biden administration releases them, and more and more and more. Last month, 100,000 people came across the border illegally. We've got 15,000 kids in federal government custody. This is a humanitarian crisis. It's a public health crisis. The illegal immigrants who are being released, they're testing positive for COVID-19 at a 7 times higher rate than the American population. And it's a national security crisis. And it's time for the Biden administration to put an end to it and stop sanctioning lawless chaos on our southern border.
Now, then I could put an end to the voter drive. Why would they? Who's going to make them? Meanwhile, this was remarkable, and I dug into this in the Battleground podcast, where we deep dived into all this on Friday. You could still get it. It's still highly relevant by texting Battleground to 713-07. The CEO of Gallup, of all people, risked cancellation to post a warning to President Joe Biden. According to their polling, they estimate roughly, are you ready for this? 42 million people south of Texas will head to the U.S. if Biden continues to leave the border open. He actually wrote this. Here's how he broke it down. And by the way, he's not talking about the whole world. There's actually 160 million people who will come here. He's talking about just Latin America and the Caribbean. Here's what he wrote. Here are questions every leader should be able to answer regardless of their politics. How many more people are coming to the southern border and what is the plan? He talks about how their polling found roughly 42 million people from the Caribbean and Latin America will come to the United States if they leave the borders open. And he asks, what is the 10-year plan? What is the message to them? What about all of those who would like to come? So I'm reading from his blog post. He's challenging the president. And he even says, this is, again, the CEO of Gallup, 330 million U.S. citizens are wondering. So are 42 million Latin Americans. He said they're all coming. I've been telling you that since last summer. So it's good to see the CEO of Gallup telling you what your humble host has said for months. I was right about it. Not millions. Tens of millions will come. What is the plan?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.